You're surrounded by strangers in a crowd. You're all by yourself in a foreign city. Suddenly, out of the hubbub of noise around you, you hear a voice you recognize. You spin around to see who it is, with a feeling of a slight excitement, because out of all the many voices around you, this one is known to you. You recognize their voice. It's unique. You'd know it anywhere. Welcome to Fit Forever Radio. Today, we're thinking about sound and the strength that sound gives us. If you wish to look at notes from today's conversation, check them out on my website, fitforever.co. So there are three amazing facts about sound and identity. Our voices are all unique. We know each other by the sound of our voices. Our own uniqueness is known through sound. Certain sounds have significance and remind us of places and situations that have meant a lot to us. When we hear those sounds again, we're taken right back to those moments in time. Throughout our lives, we carve out our identity as we draw close to the sounds we love and withdraw from sounds we dislike. I got sent to boarding school as a young child, and in my bed at night, missing my parents and my home, I would listen to the sound of coconut tree branches rustling as I went to sleep. They comforted me. Even now, decades later, when I hear the sound of coconut tree branches, a feeling of comfort and being nurtured comes over me. Because sound intelligence is a natural part of who you are. This is your born identity, and sound plays a major role in forming who you are, and it forms your confidence or your lack of confidence. You can hear it in someone's voice when they are confident. They sound confident. Your voice is as unique as your fingerprints. People may sound similar, but no two voices are ever exactly alike. And it's really special when we hear a loved one's voice on the phone after a long separation. Or we discover a singer whose voice resonates for us. Or we listen to a baby speaking for the first time. Voices are significant. Your personal identity is uniquely formed through the sounds that you love, and that uniqueness has been developing since a long time before you were even born. Around the age of 2, our own unique sound identity is created. This is a really vulnerable time of life. We're learning to speak, possibly more than one language. We're very reliant on care from our adult parents or caretakers, and we're developing in many other areas of life. At this very tender age, our pattern of identity related to sound is formed, and this pattern stays with us for the rest of our life. Influences on us at this time naturally have an impact. For example, how the adults around us communicate has a major impact on us. The music they loved, the way they spoke to us, whether they were sweet, endearing, kind to us, loving, humorous or curious, or did they speak to us with loud voices, were they shouting, abusive, critical, and mean in the way they spoke. We may not have clear memories of that time in our life, but the way we sound and our sense intelligence, the way we're wired for sound now, is born from those experiences. What sounds do you connect to? What sounds attract you more than any other sounds? Are you attracted by children laughing, birdsong, the sound of river rapids, your favourite singing voice, the sound of a motorbike? Is there a style of music you just absolutely love to listen to any time of day? Is there a language you love to listen to? These choices tell you something important about your uniqueness. They connect you to your story, a unique story that no one else can tell. These sounds you love weave a tapestry of meaning that create the sound of your voice, the authenticity, confidence, and authority that means you know who you are. I'd love to be in touch with you if you want to know more about how being connected to your own sound can strengthen your confidence and many other aspects of who you are. Thanks so much for listening.